Landing Craft Headquarters 167. Early History. Ordered and delivered as a landing craft infantry, large, for the U.S. Navy, she was built by the Federal Shipbuilding and Dry Dock Co., Newark, New Jersey. She was laid down August 26, 1942 as Hull No. 320. She was launched on October 22, 1942 and was transferred to the Royal Navy under the Lend-Lease Agreement at Staten Island, New York, and commissioned on November 12, 1942 as HMLCIL 167. After a short workup and shakedown in the New York area, she sailed for Norfolk Navy Yard, Virginia, arriving at Pier No. 3 on November 22 for repairs and alterations. This entailed the installation of plastic armor and sounding equipment, the fitting of sponsons and flare plates, repairs to hull, electrical system and main engines. She also received a replacement winch and pinnace. Before leaving Norfolk, she was degaussed and calibrated at the Sewell's Point Magnetic Range, and visited the U.S. Naval Ammunition Depot, St. Julien's Creek, Virginia, to embark small arms and gun ammunition. On December 12, 1942, she sailed for Bermuda as part of the second flight of completed LCILs, in company with sister ships LSIL 98, 100, 164, 165, 166, 168, 239, escorted by the tugs HMRT Lariat and USS Ciota, arriving at Bermuda 10 days later. The flight sailed for Gibraltar on the 29th, LCIL 7, a straggler from the first flight, and the rescue tug HMRT Destiny joined the group to make the crossing. Operation Governor. It is unclear when the ship reached the UK, but she next appears as allocated to participate in Operation Governor, an attempt to lure Tirpitz and other German heavy battleships out of harbour by simulating a raid on southern Norway at the end of July 1943. The operation employed five separate forces. Force A, battleships HMS Anson and USS Alabama, carrier Illustrious, destroyers Milne, Musketeer, Meteor, and Maritor, USS Rodman, Macomb, Emmons, and Fitch. Force B, battleships Duke of York and USS South Dakota, carrier Unicorn, cruiser Bermuda, destroyers Onslow, Obdurate, Obedient, Ulster, Grenville, Matchless, Saumarez, Scorpion, and Impulsive. Force C, representing a convoy, destroyers Savage and Ripley, trawlers SKY, Swither, Cedar, Larch, Oak, Willow, Hawthorne, and Lilac, MLs 252, 286, 442, 473, and 445, LCI, L, 167. Force D, cruiser Belfast, destroyers Orwell and Araby. Force E, cruisers London, Kent, and Norfolk. LCIL 167 sailed with Force C from Sullivanville on July 27 to make their run as a dummy convoy, arriving back at Sullivanville on the 29th, and Scarpaflow on the 30th. The operation was carried out according to plan and was considered to have been successful. Only one force, Force D, was shadowed for certain, but four BV-138 aircraft were shot down during the operations, two by Martlets from Illustrious and two by Beaufighters from RAF 18 Group. No German battleships were tempted out. There is no information about her employment after this operation. Conversion to a headquarters ship. Early in 1944, she was converted into an LCH, landing craft headquarters, by the RN and transferred to the RCN. The conversion involved turning part of the troop decks into operations rooms and wireless offices and the installation of command and control equipment, 6 Army No. 22 radio sets, 6 CDG, B-28 receivers, 1 CDF, B-29 receiver. Echo sounding type 763, 8 type visual signals, lanterns and torches, type 970 radar for navigation and control of assault craft, outfit QH, AG, hyperbolic radio nav aid, 1 TCS transmitter. A tripod foremast was added to mount the additional aerials. Addition single cabins were installed to accommodate assault force staff officers when embarked. When completed, her troop carrying capacity was reduced by 50. Operation Neptune. On June 1, 1944, she was part of the massing assault forces of Operation Neptune, the seaborne invasion of Normandy. LCH-167 was one of 5 landing craft headquarters ships in Assault Force J, assaulting Juno Beach. Task Force J comprised of troops of the 3rd Canadian Division, 7th, 8th and 9th Canadian Brigades, plus 48 Royal Marine Commando, 2nd Canadian Army Brigade. The lowering point for the landing ships was 7 miles offshore. Juno Beach was divided into 3 sectors: Love, Mike and Nan. Love was not an assault sector, this was reserved for offloading equipment and stores. The other 2 were wide enough to land 2 brigades side by side. Due to heavy seas, the landing was delayed by 10 minutes. The Canadian 7th Brigade landed at Courcelles-sur-Mer, Mike sector west of Courcelles-sur-Mer at 7:45 and the 8th Brigade, Nan sector between Courcelles-sur-Mer and Saint-Aubin-sur-Mer at 7:55. LCH-168 carried Commander Jonas DSCRN, as DSOAG, Deputy Senior Officer Assault Group, J1, landing on Sector Mike Red. LCH-98 carried DSOAG, Assault Group J3, Nan Green Sector, Commander Struben RN. LCH-239 carried DSOAG, Assault Group J2, Nan White Sector, Commander R.E.D. Ryder VCRN. LCH-167 carried DSOAG, Assault Group J4, Nan Red Sector, Lieutenant Commander Artuthnet RN. A 5th, unidentified LCH carried the Principal Ferry Craft Control Officer, Commander Brunton, responsible for motor transport, stores and personnel. There is no mention of an LCH allocated for Mike Green Sector. From 7th Brigade, 2 assault companies of the Royal Winnipeg Rifles, 1 assault company of the Canadian Scottish Regiment, and 1 squadron of the 1st Hussars were to land on Mike Red and also on Mike Green, while the Regina Rifle Regiment, supported by a 2nd squadron of the 1st Hussars, landed on Nan Green Sector with the objective of subduing German forces in Courcelles-sur-Mer. 8th Brigade landed in Nan White and Nan Red sectors with the objective of subduing German forces in Bernier-sur-Mer and Saint-Aubin-sur-Mer. By the end of D-Day, 3,200 vehicles and 2,500 tons of materiel have been landed on the Canadian beaches. Losses were 946 killed, wounded and missing out of a total of 15,000 men engaged. Allocated to the East Indies Fleet. At the end of 1944, LCH-167 was allocated for service with the East Indies Fleet and sailed for India early in 1945. After the D-Day landings, plans were made to relocate large numbers of major landing craft from the UK to the Eastern Theatre under the code name Appian. Convoys of craft, referred to as flights, sailed for India and Ceylon, calling at Gibraltar, Oran, Malta, Port Said, Aden, and Bombay, The first flight, A, sailed on November 15, 1944. It is not clear which flight she sailed with or when she arrived in India. No further information is available about her service in the Far East. Post-war. LCH-167 was returned to U.S. custody on May 28, 1946, probably at Manila, and struck from the Naval Register soon after. She was sold by the State Department on February 13, 1948, fate unknown. Article produced by Tony Drury. Copyright 2015. www.royalnavyresearcharchive.org.uk.